Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We continue with here on News Radio WRVA. Rich Scherrer with you. It's Monday. We always talk with Dr. Jake on Monday. It's Mindset Monday. Dr. Jake Finnefrock is an executive coach. He gives C-suite folks the tools they need to tackle problems head-on, challenges, have a great mindset, positive energy in order to attack their job and become successful. And he's kind enough to join us here every Monday on News Radio WRVA. Okay, so we've been doing self-talk for the last couple weeks. I got a question for you. Is there any scientific understanding of how self-talk happens, why we do it, how we do it? What's the science behind that little voice in our head that can sometimes be our best friend, other times be our worst enemy?
Right, yeah, there's actually heaps and heaps of scientific evidence about the effects of self-talk. And, you know, I think the easiest way to start this conversation is to talk about this thing called a neural pathway. Okay, so a neural pathway in our brain, we have 86 billion, with a B, 86 billion neurons. And these neurons are sort of thought centers, if you will. They're little places that hold the ability to connect with other neurons through electrical impulses and
would they be like little computer chips?
They're kind of like that, yeah, that are all strung together by these networks of wires. Okay. And so, but the cool thing about them is that they can sort of self propagate, and they can create these pathways from neuron to neuron. We actually create them through the process of thinking. And thinking and self-talk obviously is related to thinking. So we have to think a thought before we can say it, typically. And so these neurons, they're connected by these things called neural pathways. And then within the neural pathways, there are little gaps called synapses. And the synapses need to be filled with a neurochemical in order for there to be transmission from neuron to neuron. Okay, where am I going with this? The idea here is that when we develop certain types of self-talk habits, and this goes with other habits beyond self-talk, you know, throwing a baseball or, you know, keyboarding or typing, we're connecting these neural pathways and we go down them over and over and over again. The more we go down them, the kind of like the broader and the more developed they become. And then around the neural pathway, because electrical signals are moving through here, we develop this thing. It's called myelination. And it's these little tiny layers of fatty cells that protect that neural pathway once it's developed, or as, you know, as it's developing. And so the more we go down one of these neural pathways, whether it's negative or positive, the more entrenched they become.
Okay, now, here's the big thing. All these neural pathways, the billions of little microprocessors we have in our brain that gives us the self-talk, both positive and negative. how do they affect our total well-being? Is there anything more than just the, what goes on in our mind that these neural pathways affect? Is, can it affect our health, our disposition? I mean, let's talk about something outside of our head for just a moment.
Yeah, exactly. So the thoughts really have power over what we believe. We form beliefs, and these beliefs are the things that are sort of entrenched thoughts because we have repeated them over and over again. We've internalized them. And then those directly affect our physiology. Physiology would be the state of our body. And so, you know, if we're doing things that are encouraging to us, that give us energy, we're releasing, our thoughts can release neural chemicals into our brain and also into our bloodstream to help us do other things. And so if these thoughts are negative, they tend to decrease our energy, decrease our drive to do things. And if we're beating ourselves up or saying that I can't do this, I've never been able to do that, real strong negative statements, then over time we stop trying new things, or we stop trying to become better at whatever it is that we're frustrated about. But on the flip side, if we're telling ourselves, well, maybe I can learn this, or maybe I can do that, or maybe there's somebody that could help me, or hey, I did that really well, then we're releasing a different subset of neurochemicals that can actually open up new neural pathways, help us become more creative, more effective, and healthier. We're maybe lowering our levels of cortisol, which is a stress hormone that can affect our heart, can affect our breathing, it can affect our you know, the sort of toxicity levels within our body, where things like cancers can build up and other disease. And so, yeah, our thoughts can be very powerful in what's happening in the rest of our body.
Okay. So I'm a stress eater, feeling pretty good right now. So I'm not stress eating constantly. In fact, I really kind of cut out the stress eating. Could that be from the negative thoughts and the cortisol and the stress in my brain? In order to relieve myself of that, I'll go grab an entire bag of Doritos and wolf the whole thing down.
Yeah, actually, that's really interesting, Rich, because I kind of feel that same way about me. There's an interesting sort of piece of information out there that says, as humans, it's impossible to eat when we're stressed. Okay, so what does that mean? It works both ways. So there are people who are the opposite of stress eaters. And if they're feeling stressed, they can't even touch food.
Right.
Okay, because that stress has taken over. Then there's you and me and maybe a lot of other people out there. When we're stressed out, if we eat, it interrupts that stress, that feeling of stress momentarily. When we're chewing the food and feeling that food in our mouth, tasting it, it's giving us a sense of separation from the stress. And so it's kind of like we hide out from what's really there by taking over with our mouth and with our gut, right? And
wow.
So, you know, there's a lot of people out there that are in both camps. Some, when they're stressed out, they can't eat because that stress takes over. Then there's the rest of us who are like, hey, I got to get a relief from this stress. I actually haven't solved that problem, or I haven't, you know, fixed that relationship, or I haven't, you know, paid that bill. And so we turn to food or drink to sort of give us some separation that from that momentarily.
Wow. All this is absolutely amazing. If you want to find out more, if you have a question for Dr. Jake beyond what we're doing, again, he's an executive coach. He works as C-suite executives and goes around the country giving talks like this. And he's been kind enough. He's a very dear friend of mine. And I think, you know, Dr. Jake, we've gotten some pretty great responses from folks. I know there's some folks that reached out because they wanted you to talk to their soccer team here in Richmond. And I've shared with some of the comments that we've gotten on the text line from people that are just grateful, thankful, because it's giving them something to think about on these Mondays. And I know this whole thing about self-talk, about that little voice in your head, has been truly, truly life-changing for so many people, myself included. And we talked about this earlier when we first got together and I was not doing very well with my health and my weight, and just life was getting overwhelming. And we were sitting out in Tucson, Arizona, having lunch in a Mexican restaurant, and you just turned around and snapped your head at me like, hey, knock that negative self-talk off. I don't want to hear that nonsense from you. Like, whoa, wait a minute. I just met you, and dude, you're getting in my chili about me making fun of myself for being so fat. And it really has changed my way. And I'm so grateful for you, especially as we get closer to the holidays, to share this information with our listeners. And I know from the folks that I get feedback from, it's really making a change. And by the way, Dr. Jake, I shared this with you as well. When you first started coming on with us all those months ago, oh, did I get text messages? I don't want to hear from this clown. What is all this? All those have gone away, and I think there's a lot of people that have benefited from what you shared with us. So I just wanted to say thanks.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, Rich. And of course, you're welcome from the bottom of my heart. It's great to be here. Great to see the impact that you're having. And hopefully these conversations will give people something to think about. And maybe if they're feeling stuck, get them unstuck a little bit. And yeah, I'd love to be of help if I can.
All right, next week's a big payoff, folks. We're going to talk about how we could change our self-talk to the better. That's coming up next. I'm Rich Herrera. We'll talk to Jake next Monday. This is News Radio WRVA.
The voice of Virginia for 100 years. The legendary News Radio WRVA.
There you go. It's time for We the People. Let's open up these phone lines, shall we? 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. We turn the program over to you. We get to hear what you have to say. Again, I'll throw this out to you. I'm going to open up the phone lines right now. That means if you want to call the program, now is your time to get that running start to jump on, because by the time we get into it, then you go, I'm going to call up a little bit. I feel so awful that we leave people on hold as we finish off the program. But if you want to talk right now, 833-804-1140. Two things I want to touch on. I've been texting back and forth with some people in D.C. It looks like the government shutdown is over. Thank goodness. We're going to get the workers back. We're going to get the troops paid. We'll get the people.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
People that rely on SNAP benefits and WIC will get them. The funds they need to feed their families. We'll get the air traffic controllers back to work and get them a paycheck. We're going to reopen the government. Great. 41 days. I'm not sure how long it's going to take everybody to get back, But 41 days, the government was shut down. Are you embarrassed? Honestly, are you embarrassed? Because I am. That we are so dysfunctional in the greatest country in the whole wide world that we can't even figure out how to keep our government open. What is wrong with us? And it's not just the Democrats. Sorry, it's the Republicans as well. Where do we get to this point where we can't even work together to keep our government in one piece and functioning? We shut down the government and absolutely nothing, I mean nothing, got accomplished, folks. They're going to have a bill to have another continuing resolution. Guess what? Hey, just about the time we get ready for the NFL playoffs in January, end of January, get ready for the Super Bowl, there'll be another government shutdown because they're going to extend this out for a little bit, and then they're going to try to figure out, that's all they do. Let me figure this out. Let me get together and do this. But they're going to have another continuing resolution, and then they're going to go negotiate on these Obamacare subsidies. Do you think we're really going to get anywhere? Or are we just going to kick the can down the road? So I want to know, what do we actually accomplish with this shutdown? The number for you to join us, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. $1.5 trillion, one of the price tags that I've seen out there. Because it's not just Obamacare subsidies that they like to see on the Democratic side. There is also some other things. You heard Senator Warner, he wants to bring some people back that have been let go from DOGE. They want to make sure that all these government workers are going to keep their jobs. They're also going to look for the funding for PBS and a lot of things that were taken out in the big, beautiful bill. They want those back. Do you really think the White House and the Republicans are going to give them back? Do you really think the White House is going to say, hey, you know what, let's go ahead and have these temporary Obamacare COVID subsidies. I'll just make them permanent. Nothing got accomplished except for the American people got hurt. Nothing got accomplished except the American people got hurt. I want to talk about that. And then I want your reaction to our conversation with the former Border Patrol chief. You tell me. Do you think you could do your job with someone screaming, yelling, giving you the finger, spitting on you, carrying on, pushing you, getting in the middle? Could you imagine if I'm trying to do the show right here and I had somebody screaming at me, yelling at me, walking in here, blasting a horn at me? Do you think I'd really be able to do my job? Just talking on the radio, man. Could you imagine putting my life in danger? Could you imagine putting your life in danger? Dealing with some of these people that you're trying to deal with. I'm not talking about the detainees. I'm talking about these people that are there for one reason and one reason only, and that's to distract you, to get in your way, to stop you from doing your job. And by the way, while they're distracting you and they're spitting at you or they're blowing horns in your face or screaming, they're calling you names, getting everybody agitated, what happens if you take your eye off somebody? Maybe the person you're trying to detain. You know what you did? You just took your eye off the prize. You took your eye off the ball, put yourself and everybody else in danger, including those protesters. I want to talk about that a lot on the program this morning. You guys know the number, 833-804-1140. And now you actually have a gang, a legitimate gang, saying, hey, green light, go ahead, start taking your shots at them on sight. Why not? You've already had somebody shoot at him in Texas. Why not? 833-804-1140. You promote what you permit, and we've been permitting this garbage to go on way too long. I want to hear from you. 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. All of that coming up here on the program. We the People. I turn over the line. The phone lines are open. We'll take your telephone calls. 833-804-1140. You could also chime in this morning if you don't have time to call. You can send us a text message on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. We'll continue with you. I'm Rich Rare. It's News Radio WRVA. All right. Good morning, everybody. It's time for We the People. I open up the phone lines and we hear from the people. That's you. You're the original influencers. I'm tired of these clowns on TikTok and all the rest. I want to hear from you. More importantly, I want your voice to be heard throughout Central Virginia, including by our lawmakers. And I will tell you that there are plenty that listen to this program. because I'll get text messages on things that we talk about during the show. I'll get emails from people that will listen. And that's why we have all these lawmakers and newsmakers come on, because this is the voice of Virginia. So make your voice heard right now. Now, I will tell you one thing. Germ, I'm going to make you talk again. No, he doesn't want to talk. You don't have to talk if you don't want to. But I will tell you this, that we had full phone lines going into the break, and then as soon as we said, okay, we'll come right back, everybody jumped off. You've got to work with me here. I got phone lines open for you right now, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. We got to get you on. Germ's got to find out what you want to talk about and where you're calling from. Then we get you on. So it's not immediate gratification. You have to actually sit and wait for a second before we can get to you. So, Germ, we had a bunch of people call in, right?
We did. And I must say that a gentleman by the name of Gabriel was the first one. He dropped off, but I do have to sit there and make a confession. He says that you're not saying nuclear right. I don't know what that's all about.
Okay, nuclear?
That's right.
Nuclear.
Yeah. Okay. That's what it sounded like.
Let's not quibble over dangling participles. That's why I say nuke, because it's nuclear.
Yeah, nuke works. That's fine.
Other people say nuclear, but it's nuclear.
Nuke is fine. Okay. Nuke works.
All right, let me just get enough of my nonsense. Let's get to the phones. Yeah. Walt's on 64 in a car driving, and he's going to go up first today on News Radio WRVA. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Rich.
How you doing, brother?
I'm hanging in there dragging today. Hope you're doing well.
Good.
I'll be quick as usual. Thanks again for always playing the national anthem. Happy birthday, Reeves. And happy Veterans Day to my brothers and sister veterans. Thanks for
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Yeah.
Thanks for what you got to do. I'll let somebody else get on.
All right, well, thank you very much for the comments this morning. Yeah, absolutely. Happy birthday to the United States Marine Corps. You go back and you think of all the Marines. I mean, there's millions of men and women that have served in the Marine Corps, some more well-known than others. For every Manila John Bassalone, Medal of Honor recipient, and Chesty Puller, you can go back through so many of these men that have worn that uniform and made it what it is today. You can go, I mean, you know, Ted Williams, right? Gene Hackman, you heard his voice earlier, United States Marine. You can go to John Glenn. So many, Chesty Puller, like I said, all of these United States Marines that have been the tip of the spear. And today is they celebrate their 250th birthday. They were honored last Friday by the governor at the Virginia War Memorial. But today there'll be special celebrations throughout of people that have worn that uniform, men and women that have worn that uniform, and then really their families that have also sacrificed as they've gone off to Camp Lejeune and everywhere else in between. So congratulations to the United States Marine Corps, and thank you for keeping our country safe.
All right, so I got Douglas in Disputana. He's calling. He's on the line right now.
All right, Douglas, welcome. You're on News Radio WRVA. Good morning.
How you doing?
What's up, Douglas? Yes, sir, Douglas.
How you doing, Edge?
Yes, sir. Good, you're on the air.
Yeah, my question to you is, and probably everybody else, where are all the moderate Democrats at? Do we have a shortage in them or something, or are they just, like, falling off the earth?
Ah, that's a great question. What would you consider a moderate Democrat?
I mean, somebody that can reach across the aisle, man, like we used to, like the Fettermans and, you know, the Manchins, and, like, where are they at? Like, is it just... I just don't understand. Like, nothing's going to get resolved until we can start reaching across the aisle again.
Okay, so before I answer that question, I want to be fair with everybody. You ready?
Yeah.
Do we have any moderate Republicans that are willing to reach across the aisle and work with a Democrat?
I don't think we have a lot of moderate Republicans. That's why you should start to see Marjorie Taylor Greene on CNN and The View.
Well, it's interesting. So she's mad. She wanted to run for governor of Georgia. She was discouraged, so now she's mad at everybody. That's why she's going and breaking with the president, because she thought she was going to be next in line to run for Senate in Georgia, and she's not. So there's been stories that have been coming out about her, and that's why she's upset with the president, because they discouraged her from running for a higher office. But I think that's the case in point right now, is where do we have people that want to work with each other? And I think the problem is that the schism between the Republican and Democratic Party has gone so far, and it's gotten so big that we just really are having a hard time relating back and forth to each other. So I asked that question for a reason. You look at Nancy Pelosi, right? San Francisco Democrat. I lived in San Francisco. I know how liberal the city of San Francisco is, and how just it is Babylon by the Bay is what they would call it, because it really was this crazy, crazy city that I lived in. But Nancy Pelosi used to be on the far left wing of the Democratic Party. Now, she's not far enough. So as they've drifted further and further to the left, they've gone from Nancy Pelosi being this raging liberal to where they are with AOC and Bernie. They've gone even further away from the middle. Now, on the Republican side, I don't know, and then this is going to be my cognitive dissonance, I don't know, because I'm probably too close to it, how far have we gone to the right on the Republican Party that now we can't even see where the left is? I think we've just gotten so polarized on both sides, because now it's all about power, not about serving the American people. What do you think?
It's always all about power with the Democrats and these progressives. I mean, Trump used to be a Democrat. I mean, would you consider him as a moderate Republican? He used to be a Democrat. They loved him then.
They did. He used to go on The View. He was best friends with Howard Stern, right? Right? They loved him. But see, I find him to be more of a populist. So he understood when he came down the escalator the very first time. You know, he wasn't actually covered by the political pages. He was actually covered by the entertainment pages, and they all made fun of him. And he came down, and he wasn't a hardcore conservative Republican. He certainly wasn't at that point. He was a populist, going, hey, you know what? I kind of know what's going on with the people. Great marketer. And he saw which way they were going, and then the Democrats just completely turned on him because he decided to be a Republican, which made him relook at things, and he started adopting more and more conservative policies, but as a progressive, and he gave voice to a bunch of people that felt like they were voiceless on the right, and he's kind of embraced all of that and gone that way with them. But I wouldn't call him a somebody in the middle either. And it's funny because when we get people in the middle on the Republican side, we call them squishers. We go, oh, look at that rhino. He wants to go work with the Democrats. So we push people further to the right on the Republican side. And if you're a Democrat, oh, yeah, absolutely, we're going to push people more to the left, because if you don't, then you're not progressive enough, and AOC and Bernie will get mad at you on our side, on the Democratic side. So the we's and the we's don't want to be the they's.
Yeah. So the Mandanis is the new leader, and AOC is saying, oh, Trump doesn't give us any federal money. We're coming after everybody.
Well, okay, so that's the other part of this.
Don't mess with New York.
Yeah, no, that's the other part of this is because we're really lacking leadership right now. Someone like Zoran Mandani can walk in there and promise the world to everybody, hey, we're going to give you free buses. We're going to help you with your rent. We're going to freeze rents. We're going to take buildings away from slumlords. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. He promised everybody candies and puppies and unicorns. And since there's no other leadership over there that people are paying attention to, he figured out on the left what the populace said, and, oh, this is what the people want. And now they're all running over to him. Now, unfortunately, he's going to be an empty suit and a bunch of promises. You can already tell it. I pointed out the fact that at his victory party, he was charging $13 for a beer. Does that sound like somebody's going to give you free rent and free buses?
Yeah, I mean, you can get cheaper beer at the Paper Moon.
Exactly. So, hey, I appreciate your call, but yeah, you're 100% right. We've gone so far to the left, so far to the right. We've got to figure out how to talk to each other. I appreciate your call this morning. Have a great Monday. Opens up a phone line for you, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Where are we going to go next, Jerm? Jeremy? All right, well, Jerry's got to put his headphones back on. Where are we going to go next?
Okay. All right, so now, this is interesting. Jimmy from Yorktown, he's calling in.
Okay.
He's gonna let us know where all these moderate Democrats actually went.
Okay, Jimmy from Yorktown, welcome. You're on News Radio WRVA. Good morning.
Yes, sir. Good morning. Until about 6 months ago, I was a moderate Democrat, but I truly believe that most moderate Democrats in the last couple of years have just become Republicans. When we figured out what was really going on and how far left, you know, damn near socialism, you know, that the Democrat Party was actually heading. So I truly believe that most moderate Democrats now find themselves smack in the middle of the Republican.
We just got a couple minutes here. So Ronald Reagan said, I didn't leave the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party left me. What was the straw that broke the camel's back for you?
Yeah, for me, honestly, it was what we are letting. It seems like what we are letting other countries do to our economy. I mean, obviously, the Biden administration had a lot to do with that. You know, in terms of just seemingly giving away our rights and just allowing it all to happen. I don't think it's necessarily action on the Democrats' part, other than inaction for you know, not allow. I mean, even going back to, you know, things like TikTok and things. You know, obviously, you know, getting into a lot of different things with vaccines and things like that as well. But more so economically, you know, just kind of what the Democrats weren't trying to prevent happen, which it seems like Trump is genuinely trying to prevent, you know, a lot of these things from happening or getting worse.
Okay, so now that you have jumped over to the evil empire, right, you jumped over to the dark side. What did you find out about the Republicans that you didn't know before you left the Democratic Party?
So I was under the impression, and obviously, you know, coming out of college and different things, I was always of the belief that individual liberties and general, you know, freedoms for families and freedoms for American dream type mentality seemed to be rooted in the Democrat Party. Now, going back to JFK, I think that probably is the case. However, that is completely either switched over to the Republican Party or is just more personified by the Republican Party now. I was just grown up, it kind of, like I said, you know, whether it be college or just in general, I just grew up learning that those were Democratic values as opposed to Republican values, and I realized that that's not the case.
Jimmy, quick question for you. We only got a minute here. Have you lost any friends?
Yes.
Yeah, unfortunately, and I, actually a lot of people in my family as well. You know, it's very unfortunate. It's not that they don't speak to me anymore, you know, obviously, but it's definitely when they realize that I try to explain to them that I have not changed. It's just like Reagan said, the Democrat Party seemed to have left a lot of people, and I'm one of those people for
sure. So you get the same thing I do, because I tell people, oh, I work on the radio, and they go, what do you do? I said, oh, I work at WRVA, and either people will embrace me, or other people. I've actually had people just turn their back and walk away from me and cringe when I told them what I do.
Yeah.
Hey, can I ask a huge favor of you?
Yes.
Do you mind? I'm fascinated.
No,
I'm fascinated by this conversation. Would you mind if we put you back on hold? I want to talk to you. I want to talk to you a little bit more tomorrow. Would you mind?
No, that'd be great.
Okay, hold on a second. I'm going to put you back on hold, Jerm. If you don't mind, let's put Jimmy back on hold, because I'd like to talk to him tomorrow. Because I want to hear more about this journey from one side to the other and what the reaction has been. So, Jimmy, I'm going to make you a guest tomorrow on the program.
Okay.
All right. Perfect. All right. So, Jerm, if you grab Jimmy, I'd appreciate that.
I thought you were going to just have him just hold for the next 24 hours.
I was thinking about it, but I got to go to lunch.
All right. Okay.
Right. I'm going to get hungry here in a minute. Maybe I'll go over to, I went to Shorty's Diner on, when do you go? Sunday.
Do you have something that you get all the time there, or do you just navigate
the... I changed up. I had the breakfast burrito this time. Usually I have straight up corned beef hash and eggs, but I had the breakfast burrito was outstanding.
Wait a minute. You had a breakfast burrito. Is the Wawa breakfast burrito going to get jealous?
No. I had that this morning.
You have this burrito battle now here. Right. Breakfast burrito battle.
Well, nobody's going to name a burrito after me, so I got to do something. All right, let me get out of the way. We got to turn things over because Brian Kilmeade is ready to go. So is Bill O'Reilly. Our national anthem today is brought to you by Freedom Services of Training, the biggest gun store in town located in Mechanicsville. Thanks to them for playing our national anthem. So on the day that we honor the Marine Corps and celebrate their birthday, I want to thank everybody for listening to us on the program tomorrow. You're going to want to tune in. Jimmy from Yorktown is going to be my big special guest on the program tomorrow, and we'll talk more about my trip to Italy, all that coming up tomorrow. But until then, thanks for joining us. And again, happy birthday to the United States Marine Corps, and thanks to you for listening to us celebrating 100 years as the voice of Virginia. I'm Rich Rare. This is Richmond's Morning News on the legendary news radio WRVA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.